Now, one area that I think that even our members need a lot of work on is what I call the free trial offer, okay? How many of you have a free trial offer of some kind, okay? So I call this the fastest growth tool on the planet, all right? Now, when you go to a referral source, build a relationship with them, what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to add value to their customers, all right? And what the free trial offer is all about is a way for people to get to know you, like you, and trust you at no charge and at no risk, okay? So what you want to do is you want to have a free report, a free CD, a free audio, a free ebook, free video, free classes, free consultation. You can use my stuff. James at Peppers was just showing me. He's got a new digital marketing rep, and she put up one of my quotes on their Facebook. Use my stuff. Zig's got a ton of posters that you can use. We'll talk about social media here in just a second. But give people an opportunity to opt in and learn about you, all right? You might even do a free sample of your service. Those of you that are in the service business, you can do a free service call or a free consultation, right? And what you want to do is you want to communicate what happens when they don't make the right choice, all right? So let's say, for example, you have a CPA, right? So how many of you go to networking groups? Okay, so you go to a networking group, and CPA Sue Smith stands up to introduce herself. She says, "Hi, I'm Sue Smith. I'm a CPA, and we do taxes." Anything unique about that? I mean, don't all CPAs do taxes, right? No? That might be, that's actually true. Yes, that is true. I forgot, we have someone in the room that trains CPAs. I never should have said that. Okay, so I'm a tax professional and I do taxes. Okay, is that better? Okay, there we go. Okay, you're right. Okay, but the point is that then she says, we do everything from A to Z, soup to nuts. If you need anything, give me a call. All right, how many of you have heard an introduction similar to that when you're out networking, and you want to take a pencil and poke your eyeballs out, right? So what should she do? What she should do is say, "Hi, I'm Sue Smith. I'm a tax professional. And how many of you have maybe, you know, lost money or had an accountant or whatever that did this, that, or the other thing? Explain the problem, right, that you have with choosing just any ordinary tax person, and what I want to do is help you avoid all of that, and I have a free report that'll give you 7 mistakes to avoid when choosing a tax accountant, absolutely free. Just come up here and get my card, and give me your card when we're done," right? So she's giving you valuable information. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on my email list, and I'm going to send you this report. Is that okay? And I'm going to send you tax tips on a regular basis. See, this is how you build your list. The money is in the list, okay? The money is in the list. You need to be adding contacts to your database every single day and communicating with them on a regular basis, okay? Now, if they're prospects, depending on what level they're at, you may not want to invest a lot of, you know, mailers and that kind of thing, but you want to be able to communicate with people digitally. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what we call the Simple Dimple digital marketing process.
Okay.
So first of all, on your website, you need to have an opt-in, okay? And what I mean by an opt-in is a way for people to get your special report, get your free information, and don't ask for anything more than first name and email address, okay? Now, why do I not want to ask for more than that at this point? Yeah, I mean, if you go to a website and you have this whole contact form, I don't even know you yet. But if I tell you you're going to get my audio book for free, you're going to get my ebook for free, all we need is your first name and email address, we get a ton of opt-ins, okay? But then we do want their mailing information, so we take it a step further, which I'll show you in just a second. So Ziglar, when you go to their site, you're going to see an opt-in like this. If you're interested in Ziglar, are you going to get on their list and get free Ziglar gifts? Yes. That would be a yes. Yes, okay. All right. And so here's how it works. Phenomenal marketing is engaging, it's educating, and it's entertaining. All right. So when it comes to digital marketing, the first thing that you need is the right website. What you need is you need something like this that has a headline at the top, has a video, they need to see you, and just a little opt-in form where it says first name and email address, and you're going to give them something for that, okay? All right, and then when it comes to social media, let's talk about Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And so what I'm talking about here is what I call simple dimple digital marketing. We're not going to talk about SEO. We're not going to talk about anything like that. What we're going to talk about is helping you to take just the first step, okay? Because how many of you would admit that you don't have any idea what to do on Facebook and with social media and all that, right? Okay, and then you try to hire somebody and you just go in this big black hole or they don't put what it is. And some of you are really good at this, okay? So engagement, the reason I mentioned Ziglar's stuff is because Ziglar has built their page to almost 3 million likes in a very short amount of time. One of the things I'm going to work on is trying to get Billy Cox, who does that for them, in front of you guys somehow. So one way to engage people is just use Ziglar's quotes. Just use those posters. They don't mind. They want those shared all over the place. Then what's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of likes, you're going to get a lot of shares, and there's going to be a lot of engagement there, okay? If you have business clients and you want to use, you know, my posters, the ones that that Victoria does a really good job with, you can do that, okay? So here's the thing. Educate your clients so that you can position yourself as a consultant, all right? So if you put a quote that's a little bit educational, you offer a free report or whatever, okay, now you're positioning yourself as a consultant. And then the entertainment is going to be determined by, you know, what your business is. But let me just give you some examples of, you guys see what I do, right? Okay, so over here on the left-hand side, these are just some of the photos that I post. And here's what I mean by simple dimple. This right here is your best friend. This right here is your best friend. Take a lot of pictures, okay? And what you're going to do is you just simply post a picture and a quote. Now, most oftentimes, this is not always true, but most often, as cute as my puppy is, I don't post my puppy anymore because nobody really cares about that. You guys do because you love me, okay? But most people don't, okay? They love the beach. They love quotes. They love a little bit of education, right? And you engage them in the experience that you're having. So you take a lot of pictures, okay? Now, when you see Tim out there training, and Tim's taking a lot of pictures out there training, what does that tell you about Tim? He's out there teaching some people. He's doing some things, right? Just a picture and a quote, that's all you need. If you'll just do that, 2 or 3 times a day, and if you don't get good at that, just post a poster. Grab one of ours or grab one of Zig's. That's all you have to do. You can do it right on here. So simple. Okay? YouTube. All right? So on your phone, you have a little YouTube upload app. Did you know that? Okay, so you could just shoot a quick video, all right, and then you can just upload it right to YouTube. You copy the link and then put it on your social media. It's as simple as that. Should I demonstrate?
Yes.
Should I?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Actually, let me make it easier. Let me get Victoria to do it. Actually, she probably already did it. Did you already load the song? No? Do you want to use my phone? You good to go?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll do a selfie. How about that? I'll do a selfie. Okay. And then I'll just give you my phone. Okay, here we go. Let me get up here. All right. So we'll just do a little selfie here. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Howard Partridge, and I'm coming to you from the 2015 Phenomenal Success Conference, and I've got a few people that might like to say hello to you. How's everybody doing? You having fun, huh?
Yeah.
We wish you were here. All right, take care, everybody. I mean, okay, I didn't give a lot of content there or whatever, but if I just posted that on the Inner Circle site, people who already know us, they're like, oh, I wish I was there, right? Because they see you having a good time. Okay, so all I have to do now is I just hit my, just underneath the video, there's a little upload thing to YouTube. It's as simple as that. You copy the link and paste it on your social media. If you just do that, here's what social media is all about. There's two parts to it. Okay, first of all, it's about engagement. So phenomenal marketing is creating an experience that engages, that educates, and entertains, right? Okay, so the second part of it is that social media is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week networking group. All business about relationships, right? You know how many conversations I have on Facebook, private messaging, comments, and things like this? And so what that does is that grows your network, right? In fact, there's a great book by a lady by the name of Mari Smith, and it's called The New Relationship Marketing. See, relationship marketing is where it's at, and the new relationship marketing is engaging, educating, and entertaining. Okay, so here's what you can do with your phone. You have some kind of process, right? And so maybe you can shoot a video that talks about your process. Maybe if you're selling homes or whatever, you can just do a quick YouTube video on the home. Maybe the job that you're doing. Maybe interviewing a client, testimonial, right? Does that give you credibility? Hey, we're having fun. That's entertainment. By the way, building relationships, entertainment, a lot of times comes in the form of just taking people to lunch, bringing them food, and those kinds of things, okay? So here's what you want to do. It's about being present. That's step one. You've got to be present on social media. And what you want to do is post things that are engaging, that you know your market will like. Nobody cares as much about your puppies as you do. Now, if you've been married 30 years, post that and you'll get a lot of engagement, right? Seriously. And, you know, that kind of stuff. If you're sick, don't post that. Because if I've got an appointment tomorrow with you, I don't want to know that you're sick. Okay? And if you are sick and we have an appointment, then, you know, be aware of that. We'll all be aware of that. But you don't have to tell me. Okay? You're trying to build your reputation. It's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week networking group. So when you build relationships at a networking group, what do? You engage people. You educate them on how to make their life better. And you provide a little entertainment. Hey, let's go for coffee, right? So that's the same thing you do on social media, all right? So here's what you need. You need a website where you can capture emails. You need to be present on social media. Make it simple. Just post a couple of times a day. And if you're not willing to do it, get somebody like Victoria who just does a rocking awesome job. She handles my public page and I do my, you know, my private page. But email marketing is one of the most important things that you can do, and most people are really bombing at that. Let me show you how it works. There's six reasons, by the way, to market to your past clients. Number one is top of mind awareness, TOMA. Number two is branding, all right? If you're going to create and market and deliver a unique experience, you've got to brand yourself by the language that you use and the things that you send your existing clients so that they can take that information and share it with other people. They can take that experience. And that's number three, experiential marketing. Number four is education marketing. That sets you up as a consultant. Number three is selling, letting them know about your other services. But you got to add value, and there's got to be a good balance between the two. So what I do is I add some value, and then I say, hey, by the way, we've got this seminar coming up, or we've got, or visit my website. And here's how simple it can be. This is why I call it simple dimple digital marketing. The first step is get people on the list. So you got to have an opt-in. You got to have traffic there. And what I do is when I meet somebody, I just pull out my phone and I say, hey, can we stay in touch? Do you mind if I put you on my email list so that we can send you some valuable information? And I give my phone to them. I just pull up the link and they put their information on there. Or if I collect some cards at a networking group, there's a little app with Infusionsoft called Snap. And you just take a picture of the card and somebody over there in Arizona enters it for you. I think it's like 250 contacts a month for free. Is that right, Santi? Yeah. You got to have Infusionsoft, but it's awesome. If you're not in front of people, you're not going to generate referrals. So that's the sixth reason to market your past existing clients. Here's another mistake that I see that people make. Is when you send an email to someone, even just if I'm sending Jeremy an email just from me to him, if he's in my business, you know, network, don't use your AOL or your Yahoo or Gmail or whatever. Use a branded email address, okay, that has the website of your company, because if I see the website of his company, I'm going to say, oh, let me go see what he does, right? And so I'm generating traffic. Then if I have an opt-in on there, he's likely to put his name and email in there, and now he's on my contact list. So the money's in the list. You've got to continue to build that list every single day. And then when you get referral sources or affiliates sending traffic there, it gets pretty amazing. So here's what you got to do. There's four internet marketing goals. Number one, you got to get the right kind of traffic. I don't want to be generating suspects. I want to be generating people who are interested in my message. Not every business owner is interested in my specific message. Everybody's not a customer for you, right? Have you learned that? Okay. All right, number two, you got to create the right experience. What's the right experience? Well, I've got to have the right message that resonates with them, all right? Number three, the reason I've got to have an opt-in, it needs to be on the homepage, very visible, above the fold. I've got to be able to capture their information. And number four, you got to follow up. So have at least, at minimum, a weekly email newsletter that goes out, that engages, that entertains, and that educates. All right, so for example, Anthony's in landscaping, okay? So it's this simple. I'm out on a job site. I take a little YouTube video, and I show that, hey, this particular plant needs this, 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 or this, or I even just take a picture of that, okay, and give him a couple of tips on caring for that type of plant. And what that does is he gave me value. It positioned him as the consultant in landscaping. And by the way, here's a link to our website. Or by the way, we have a special offer this month. Here's the link. It can be that simple. He can just link them to the YouTube video, and that's it. And that's going to create the experience. Does that make sense? Simple. Simple to do, even simpler not to do. Okay? Now, why email marketing? It's easy. Once you learn how to do it, once you create a list, okay, and you have an email broadcast program where you have your folks on a list, it's cheap. Depending on what program you get, you may have to make an upfront investment, but it's cheap. It doesn't cost like mailers cost. Like, you're not going to pay, you know, 50, 70 cents or a dollar a piece to get your message out. It's fast. It's instantaneous. What if you guys that are in restoration, you have a list, and when some kind of major event happens, okay, you send that out to your network? Or something that could really enhance your reputation and experience. I got an email from somebody who's with us now, one of my really great friends named Michelle Prince, and I get an email that says, hey, guess what? I'm so excited. I'm going to be on Joel Osteen Radio. Cool. How'd it go? Thumbs up? Okay, give it up for my friend Michelle Prince. I mean, listen, she'd been working on that. So when she posted that on Facebook, by the way, I mean, I've never seen so many likes and comments and everything. That was the most likes you ever got, wasn't it? Ever. I mean, it was off the charts. It just kept climbing. It was awesome. And that elevates her position. We already love her and know her, and we're just like, okay, when, please remember us. You know, when, right? Which you will. So you can reach a lot of people in a short amount of time, and that's why it's so important to get people on your email list. Also, it's a phenomenal testing ground. Here's what I mean. You can test specific marketing copy with your email program. What do I mean by that? You put a headline in a subject line. You know that your subject line in email marketing is, that's your headline, right? So I've discovered some of our very best headlines. In fact, I've got those listed here somewhere. Some of your very best headlines through email marketing. Because when you have a program where you can see how many people opened it, what they clicked on, and you've got all those stats, you can test your marketing copy. Okay. So for example, you want to know the very best selling headline ever in an email? Two of the most important words to say to anybody. Can anybody guess what they are? Thank you. If you get an email and it says, thank you, Jeremy, are you going to open it? It's personalized. You know about the 13 most powerful words in advertising copy or marketing copy? Free, save, you, money. You know what the most important one is? You. Not me, you. Thank you. And then if you can use their first name, thank you, Jeremy. What did I do for Howard? So we use that about 4 or 5 times a year, okay? Now, there's a special occasion coming up, and I'm going to test the guys to see if you know what it is. It's on February 14th. Okay, we're going to help you guys out here, okay? We gave you this heart right here to remember that, okay? All right, so here's my headline. On Valentine's Day or right before Valentine's Day. You ready for it? I love you. First name. Now, there's people on my list that I've never met. They don't even know me, right? They just opted in. They got on my list. And now I'm sending an email that says, I love you, Amanda, right? And then Amanda's husband gets this. Like, who's this dude, right? So I go to do a workshop in Florida, Pensacola, Florida, and it was right around Valentine's Day. And there was a lady that was there that got that email, and she said, I was like just totally just like, what? And she said, then I open it. And so when you open it, so they'll open it for one reason or another. Hey, I love you too, or what's your problem, right? And so so it's very important, the copy that's inside. And so then it says, hey, it might be, if you don't know me, it might be strange for me to say that I love you. But once you get to know me, you'll know, you'll understand that I love everybody. And happy Valentine's Day, or, you know, whatever. Another one that has really worked well for us is happy birthday. Now, again, borrowing from Joe Girard, it might not be your birthday. It's not my birthday. This must be a mistake. Huge open rate. Then if you want to take it to the next level, then what you do is you start a birthday club. And you say, hey, it might not be the month of your birthday, but here's our birthday club. Would love to send you a free gift. Love to send you, we'll send you an offer on your birthday or whatever. And then they put their birthday in there, okay? We also use that on July the 4th. So we say, happy birthday, Joanna. And then inside it says, it may not be your birthday, but it is America's birthday. Let's celebrate, whatever, okay? Another one that's worked really, really well for us is on holidays, like I did this on Memorial Day, and this is one of our best open rates ever, said, David, comma, a Memorial Day video for you, dot, dot, dot. And all that I had in there was a YouTube video, and everybody who opened that, there was no other copy, but you could see the video, right? You could see the screenshot. So then everybody clicks on that, and then that's gonna increase your views on YouTube. So when you go to somebody's YouTube channel, then what happens? They see all the other stuff that you do. Oh, that's cool. Let me go over there. Now, there's a lot to, you know, little details to learn about that. But it's just really that simple, and what we need to do is just make sure that we're practicing the basics on this. So it's a great testing ground for copy. It gives you the opportunity to gather more info. What I mean by that is because then you can start doing different kinds of surveys and those kinds of things, get more information from your folks, okay? And here's the coolest part. With email marketing, you can link to web pages, to videos, to social media. Hey, check out this post that I just made. And then you send them over to your social media, and then they want to become friends or, you know, like your or whatever. The thing with mail's good, and this is not a replacement for mail, but this is so much more experiential. Does that make sense? Because you've got, you know, video and social media and all this kind of stuff. All right, so let's talk about anybody interested in knowing how to get more email addresses? Okay, so that you can build your list. All right, if you want to have that information, you're going to have to do something for me, okay? You're going to have to stand up. This is a long session, so we need to stretch a little bit. Now, I can't stretch right now, but I'm going to let you stretch. Reason I can't stretch is because on Sunday, I play extreme basketball on Sunday. And I don't exercise good in between sometimes, and so oftentimes I get hurt, right? So this guy's about, I don't know, 6 foot something, big guy, and I'm a scrapper, okay? I'm going to get that ball. So he's going up for the ball, and that's about as high as I can get this arm right there because I reached in there to try to yank that ball out of there, and he took me with him, right? So this is really, really sore. It has been for the last few days. But stretch real good, okay? Actually, Gail, you want to show them how to stretch?
Sure.
Okay. Can you do it in 60 seconds? Is that enough time to stretch? 60 seconds. Okay, Gail's going to. By the way, Gail is really helping me with the whole glocal thing in Houston, doing a phenomenal job with it, and we're connecting people locally to help them with their business. So thank you for that. So just stay a little bit close to me so they can hear you and get your voice out there. Okay, so what do we need to do first?
So what's the biggest cause of back pain?
Sitting down.
Slouching, okay?
Slouching.
I noticed a lot of people change their position right now.
Yeah, I did.
So,
go ahead, sorry.
Okay. So we need to do a little bit to stretch the back. First of all, put your arms out, put your thumbs back as far as you can. Okay. Stretch the back that way. Feel good? Great. Okay. Next thing we need to do is stretch the neck. There's two parts of your body that are very, well, unwell protected, poorly protected. That's your neck and your core. There's no big bones in there. So with the neck, we've got to turn it. So we push it this way. We push it this way. The other thing we need to do is we need to push it back. Don't tip it back, but just push it back. Push it back. Let it come forward again. Push it back again. Let it come forward again. Push it back again. Let it come forward again. Start improving our posture, because that's going to make a major difference in your health, your life. It allows you to breathe better, you digest better, and you'll be healthy.
Awesome. Do you mind telling them how old you are? So his background is in health and nutrition.
So Steve Levine says, ask him how many days he'd been married. And that's 18,440 today, but who's counting? You just divide that by 365.
Okay.
And so I'll be 74 on my next birthday, sir.
I should have said, how young are you? 74. Gotta love it. Thank you, sir. All right, you guys getting anything out of this marketing stuff? Yes? Okay. I know it's work and it's a lot of information, but we got to do it. Because if you'll just do these basic things, you'll be farther along than you are now, probably. Okay, so here's how you get email addresses. When you make your 20 calls a day, then one of the things you can do is you can say, hey, let me email that special offer to you. Have it on a web page or something like this. One of the things you also want to do is on your website have a blog feature. And what that means is that you can simply go up there and add, you know, the latest news, video, picture, whatever, and do that yourself, okay? How many of you have had this experience, by the way? You know you need a website. First of all, how many of you would say that right now you need a better website than what you have, okay? Because some of the websites that we see out there are just, I'm not going to say it, just tired, old. They just need to be. But then what happens is you hire some graphic designer or some, you know, an internet person. And we've got a lot of great people in the room, so I'm not saying anything about that. But then everything falls in a black hole and nothing ever really gets done. Anybody had that experience before? Yeah. So I'm going to show you a solution here in just a second. But in your outgoing calls, you can even say, hey, we're just updating your information. By the way, we have a special offer that I can send you by email. We have a free newsletter that will help you take better pictures. You know, Ruth is a photographer. By the way, give Ruth and Dana a big hand clap for taking our photos. She has a place over here if you want to get a headshot. One of the things that you'll really need for a good website is a good headshot. You can get that here today. Very, very inexpensive. And then if you'd like to use our selfie station back there and post us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is that you use, you know, post us, pin us, tag us, tweet us, you know, whatever it is that you do. And we appreciate that. And okay, so here's a great example. You just take a quote that you heard today, something that you like today, okay, and just do a selfie there and put the quote. Simple as that. We probably got some hashtags and stuff like that that Victoria's figured out. By the way, talked to Victoria on the break, and Aligi's been doing a phenomenal job with our digital marketing at our service company and even generating leads by reaching out to people. So people follow us, we follow them back, we start that conversation. She's doing an awesome job with that. Have a compelling, tested opt-in. On your website, you want to have something called Google Analytics so that you can see how much traffic you're getting. And there are people, let me just pause to say, I'm certainly not an expert on this subject, and I don't even know enough about this. I know enough about this to be dangerous. Let me just put it this way. But here's the cool thing. You don't have to know everything that there is to know about this stuff to be phenomenally successful in business. So you start with a simple dimple. If you're already beyond that, then you get some of the professionals that are in the room to take you to the next level, okay? But we got to take step one before we can take step two, right? So you want to have Google Analytics so you see how much traffic you're getting and then test different offers, different opt-ins on your site, different videos, those kinds of things. Every time you take an order or you sell a product, you're going to ask for that email address, and here's how to do it. Name, thank you, address, phone number, and that email is? Not what's your email address, not can I have your email address, and that email address is? If they hesitate, say, no problem. We've got an email newsletter that we send out on however frequently it is that'll help you in the following ways. This is how it'll add value to you, and you can unsubscribe at any time. But we do need it to send you a confirmation or send you information or whatever. Now, if you have a product or service that they purchase that they need some instructions on, okay, here's a great way to get email addresses. William, in order to prepare for the service call or to receive the product or whatever, we've got a report that'd be very helpful, and it'll help you get more out of the product, the service, whatever it is that you're offering, right? What email address should I send that to? Okay? And then with your email program, they can unsubscribe anytime. Okay? But they've given you that email address, okay? Number three is every time you meet somebody. I was on a shuttle bus. I was in Las Vegas last week, and I talked to everybody. So there's a guy on the bus, probably never going to be a fit, okay? There's probably never business that we're going to do together, but you never know, do you? You don't know who someone else knows. So what do? Ask him what his name is, what he does. We open a conversation, and I simply say, hey, do you have a cart? By the way, do you mind if I put you on my email list just so that we won't forget about each other? You know, and then I say this, and you'll probably get some marketing messages and what have you might not be relevant to you, okay? But you can just ignore those. Or if you know someone who needs what we do, be sure to pass that on to them. Right? Guess what? On your email signature, guess what you got down there? Your free trial offer. Underneath your name, your address, then there's a link underneath that says get our free report that reveals blah, 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 whatever the case might be. Make sense? Okay. By the way, this is probably coming up in another slide, but it's very important. I don't want to overlook it. We've talked a lot about traditional referral marketing, going out and seeing referral sources. I mean, these guys right here went from $225,000 to $1.5 million by doing traditional referral marketing. Online, it's sometimes called affiliate marketing, all right? So what we do with our partners that aren't local is we tell them that have small business customers for us or prospects for us, we say, hey, we'll give your customers a free CD, okay? And so they have an affiliate code, and they send out an email, get a free CD from Howard Partridge, or they publish one of my articles or whatever, and then there's an opt-in at the end of that. So I'm just getting all this traffic every single day, okay? And Michelle C. every day has got just these. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sherry's one of our referral partners. She sent out a simple email the other day. I lost count. What did we get, Santi? Almost 50 new contacts?
Yeah,
48 in one email. So they're going to get a lot of value. They're going to get our email tips. They're going to get a free CD sent to them in the mail. And when they do business with us, guess what? We have a referral reward program, and she's going to get rewarded for that.
And Howard, we actually got several emails back from our clients.
Oh, you did?
For having options to help them grow their business. So that's just an extra added bonus.
So they even got business back because they're saying, hey, you're adding value to us.
Yeah.
Totally, totally cool. All right, so so you can really help your referral sources with their email marketing by giving them something of value to send to their customers. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. And then, of course, on your social media sites, everything that you're doing there. Now, there are some things going on Facebook and social media where putting links in your post will, bring your page down some. There's a lot of technical stuff going on that these SEO guys can tell you about. That's what we're talking about right now. Right now, just stay with a picture and a quote, a message. Okay, and by the way, when people comment on your post, like every single one of them. Every time. Like every comment that you make on my personal Facebook page, I'm going to like it. Unless you say something that I don't like, then I'm not going to like it. Are you trying to be funny or something? Okay. All right. But on the, on your profile, you want to have your free trial offer up there on your profile. Okay. So always be giving stuff away because you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. Okay. All right. Use the right email copy. The subject line is your headline. Educate them. People need to know how to choose someone in your business. They need to know how to use your product. They need to know how to take care of their plants. They need to know how to take care of their skin. They need to know what to do if they get a flood. They need to know how to keep their customers. They need to know how to stop snoring. They need to know all this stuff. They need to know what are the right Taekwondo moves and all that kind of stuff, okay? So educate them, and that'll elevate you. Then what you want to do is you want to move them to the next level. How many of you have heard of client ascension? Okay. Start out as a suspect. And by the way, this puts you in a position, if you do this well, if you add a lot of people to your list, instead of being in pursuing mode, people are pursuing you, right? Instead of chasing after suspects, what you want to do is build a list, engage people, educate them, entertain them, and then you'll have prospects coming to you. Does that make sense? And so the better you do this, the bigger you do this, the better off you are. So then they become a prospect because they've opted in. They've raised their hand that, hey, I want more information. Are they going to be a more likely candidate to do business with you? Yes. So then what you want to do is you want to just turn them into a customer, get them to buy something. Just because they buy from you once doesn't mean that they're going to buy from you twice, right? So now we need to bring them up to client level, and that's a different set of messages. And then we want to bring them up to raving fan, member, advocate, or whatever it is that you want to call it. And you do that by creating the right experiences for them. There's lots of email programs out there. I use Infusionsoft, but that requires an investment. I love it. There are other programs out there. They won't do everything that Infusionsoft does, but here's what I love about Infusionsoft, okay? And you'll have an opportunity to get this tomorrow. The best thing about Infusionsoft is tagging. So what I can do is I can easily add a tag. Like every single person here, when you register for this conference, you're tagged that you were here. Everybody who didn't show up, that tag is going to be removed. In other programs, you have to move them from this group to that group and to that. It's just so cumbersome. So what I can do is I can communicate to anybody on our list by saying, member, non-member, came to an event, didn't come to an event, inquired about an event, and it's unlimited and it's so simple. That's one of the things I love about Infusionsoft. And this is a little bit technical, but one of the things you want to be able to do is you want to be able to measure open rates and what they click on, and you can't get that with plain text emails, okay? So only HTML emails, but that's a little bit too technical for what we're doing right now. But what I love about it is that you can get tremendous reporting from it, and you can automate campaigns, all right? So we can set up a simple campaign for everybody that's here to remind you of the things that we want to remind you about, and you're the only ones that'll get them with just one simple tag. If you have this tag, you get this message. If you have that tag, you get this message. Simple as that. It's awesome. I love it. I want to give you just some real examples of how this works, and there's thousands of examples that I could show you, but just what comes into my inbox just to give you some ideas. Okay, so I use the parking spot. It's across the street, and so I use the parking spot, and always get good service, but every time you use them, when you use your spot card, they send you a survey. Well, this particular time, I waited forever for the bus to come. They're usually pretty quick, and I waited forever. Ordinarily, guess what? You need to be sending out a client survey, an evaluation form or something like this, right? So I told them what the problem was. They responded to the feedback. Last year, I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. Guess what? They sent me a survey. So what is that? Engagement. They're engaging you. They're learning about you. And with Infusionsoft, you can even add those tags. This was brilliant. In fact, I think, Azure, you might have been with us this day, and Denise and Azure, and I think Amanda was with us. We had a marketing workshop, and we went over to this steakhouse and seafood. And they brought the check. You know how they have the little book for the check? It wasn't the same kind of little book. It had like a mini iPad in there and a little survey, and you put how the service was. How cool is that? The waiter's got to give it to you because that's where your check is, right? And so you rate it, you hit the button, you put your email address in there. And you know what? I am so happy to get special offers from people that I love doing business with. That was brilliant. Now I'm on their email list. I can't forget about that place. Okay? Here's another example. A place that I go to get massages called Persona. And they send an email newsletter every single week. And you know what? I open that email every single week. You know why? Why do you think? I'm looking for an offer because I want to save some money when it's not cheap, right? So one day I was checking out, and they said, hey, you can get like 6 massages for a price of 5 or 4 or whatever. What? Sign me up. They send an email if it has, you know, facial, Botox, blah, blah, pass, but not. Next week, massage in there, because that's all I use, obviously. And some people got that. Okay. So, but I'm looking, right? At our service company, we send out an email newsletter. It adds value, it educates, but there's always an offer. And so guess what? People that pay us the highest prices, okay, they're going to open that to see if we have an offer. I really love this one. This one's awesome. Okay, so when you get your life systematized, you got to figure out every way that you can to delegate, right? And so I use a dry cleaning service that picks up my dry cleaning, right? Because otherwise I'd be buying new clothes all the time, and I would have a pile, right? Because they would never get. Or Denise, and I tried not doing this, and Denise would take all my stuff down to the cleaners, but then I got to go pick it up. And it'd be weeks before I get there, and then I'm out of clothes. I got to go out, you know, I got to travel, whatever. If I finally get down there, it's just like a job, you know, with all these, you know what I'm saying? So this just makes it easy. Just put it outside. They pick it up twice a week. But here's what's cool about it. Here's how they're increasing revenue, because guess what? Twice a week, you're probably going to forget to put your stuff out, right? So the day before you have service, you get a friendly reminder. So that helps me, but do you think that that increases sales? We're going to be in your area tomorrow? Yeah. So I appreciate it because I didn't forget. Dang, man, now I got to take it down there myself. You know, whatever. What's that? Okay. But do you think that they make extra sales on that? Yes. Okay. Then I love this part. We've started your cleaning your garments. Good. I'm expecting to be back in 2 days. I'm glad you got started. Okay. All right. But here's what's really cool about what they do. Here's what's really experiential. Look at this. Calling all pink garments. Part of experiential marketing is cause marketing, right? So they're tying into the breast cancer awareness. Around Christmas time, adopt an angel. See what you can do? How cool is that? Okay? So listen, I have a couple of things I want to share with you before we close. We've been challenged with this for a long time. We have clients who have what we call, can I say it? Santi, can I say it? Are you sure? We might not publish it, but I'm bugly websites. I'll just let you use your imagination, okay? I don't want to be in the website business, okay? Because the thing is that There's people in here that do that way better than we do. But at the same time, then it becomes a process, and some people just need a simple website. So here's what I did. I said, okay, I found a couple people to build what I call a simple dimple website, okay, that are ready to go, and we're going to offer what we call a simple dimple website done for you. All you have to do is give us your picture, give us a little bit of information, okay? And we're going to do a 5-page website for you if you need one. Now, some of you are beyond this. This is a simple, dimple website. And what's going to happen is it's a 5-page site. If you already have a site, then we'll just, you know, retool the one that you have if it needs to be updated. It's customized and personalized for you. We'll do your opt-in for you, and we're going to include what we call a Simple Dimple webinar series with you that Victoria will do, and how to set up your website and all of that. So we are going to build a simple website for you. It's $997, okay, and that's cheap, by the way. Anybody who's in that business, right, Evan? I mean, it's cheap. But it's 5 pages. It's just simple platform. It's done on WordPress that you can build from there. After we get done with that for you, we're out of the picture, and we're going to refer you to one of these other guys to do all the other SEO and all that. I'm not getting in that business, okay? But if you need a website done for you, we can do it for you. It's $9.97. I think we've got an installment plan for $2.99 a month for 4 months or something like that. So if you want us to do your website for you, just see the team at the back table on the break, and we'll get that done for you. When you get the website today, I have a marketing workshop coming up March 6th and 7th, and it's $9.97 for non-members. Those of you that are Inner Circle members, it's $4.97. It'll be right here in Houston in this hotel in the Mexico rooms right over there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a two-day marketing workshop where we're going to go deep into marketing, how to create your unique experience, how to do your referral marketing. I'm going to do a session on what I call advanced referral marketing, how to do events and joint ventures. We'll do a session on email marketing and come back to some of the web stuff. We're going to teach you how to do direct selling. Denise will be there. Rick will be there. Santi will be there. And we'll help you get your client-based marketing stuff done. So I'm going to spend 2 days going through step by step, deeper than I ever have at any seminar, on my phenomenal marketing system so that you can implement it in your business. And some of you that are in the inner circle, you already signed up for that. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But when you get the Simple Dimple website, you get that for free, okay? If you need a website, don't hesitate. Get this, because it's the cheapest, the quickest, the simplest that you'll ever get, period. You might be able to find a cheaper website, but you're not going to find something with all the components that you need. So we'll help you get your headline, your video, your opt-in. Now, Evan's big time in this whole industry. Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know anything about this, right?
Some of our websites can cost up to $30,000 or $40,000, so it just depends, right?
Yeah, so we're going to build a platform, simple platform that you can get your message out there. You got your opt-in, you got about us, you got your services, that's it, okay? Once you get that done with us, then you can go to one of these other guys to take it over for you and manage it for you and whatever, okay? All right, now we got a couple of steps to go before we break.